Yeah, he was out there today and did some things. And I would say again, like I said yesterday, be a game time decision.
What did you say that you
like? Well, he seemed to be moving around decently. You know, he didn't take a ton of reps today, but the ones that he did, he seemed to be moving around well. And it's obvious that he's been in the meetings and studying, and because in the reps that he did take, he knew what to do, which is a good sign. So we'll look at it again tomorrow. And like I said, we'll decide something before the game on Monday night.
Bill, just if you could address Clowney on your decision-making process, the difficulty of wanting to get him out there for some plays, but having to weigh what's the best thing to do in terms of health.
Oh, yeah, that's at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, is the last thing you said there. What's the best thing for the player? And so there's a lot of communication between JD and myself and and Jeff Kaplan. And, you know, he'll tell us what he can do. He really will. You know, I think he's worked hard to get back to this point. It's good to see him out there today. And then, you know, I'm sure he'll go out there to work tomorrow, do some things tomorrow, and then Monday he'll tell us what he can do. I think that's more physical, John. I think that's definitely on the physical side of things. When you bring a guy back for whatever injury it was, that you basically manage his way back to where he can play a full game. You know, so I think when he's been off for 4 or 5 weeks, you bring him back. Maybe you play him a certain amount of plays. Let's say 20. Let's just throw the number 20 out there. In the first game back, and then maybe the next game you play him 30 to 40, depending on how that first game went, and then you build it from there. That's all in the name of the health of the player, what's best for the player. That's how I see that.